When you see Joey, for example, out there doing that now as a coach, you're watching it on TV. Do you still get some of those emotions, that feeling? You want to get in there and go at it with him? You want to step out there with the black and gold and fight those guys too? Do you still feel that?
Yeah, a little bit, way in the back of my head. But reality tells me, no, that's for them young bucks. You got to leave that alone. You got to let those young guys going to beat him up out there.
How is your health, by the way? You I know you had a couple of, big injuries that sort of affected your time in the NFL in general, but it's Pittsburgh too, especially. Yeah. How you doing now?
It's been rough. In fact, I just got back from the doctor's, checking on my lower back and mid back. It's difficult. There's a lot of aches and pains and all that stuff. But I would, if I had to do it all over again, I'll do every concussion. I know it sounds, I know it sounds like a caveman, but yeah, no, it is something that I would do all over again. It's an experience that I wish most people got to do. One thing that I wish every person had a chance to do is to run down on a kickoff and they see the wedge, because they outlawed the wedge, of course, on kickoff return. And I just want people to experience running down, not hitting the wedge, but just running down and seeing those four guys over 350 pounds, 6'6", coming at them. and then jumping out of the way. They don't have to hit the way. Yeah. Just that experience to run down the field, the emotion, the electricity on the field. I mean, it's second to none. I've never felt anything like that.
Yeah, well, I'd be running out of the way.
About, you know,
go ahead, Ron. I'd be running out of the way.
I'll be right behind you. But you're talking about how tough Koreans are, joking around with Hines. But, Samoan players are becoming greater and greater in number in the NFL, and they've got a reputation being pretty tough in their own right. What do you think is going on with that? Why do you think that is? That, Samoa's not a huge island. There's not a lot of people in the islands, Hawaii and Samoa, all those islands. What do you think you guys have had so much success? You, Troy, Sean Nua, Marvin Phillip. There's a lot of guys, Kimo, of course, a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Even especially that went through Pittsburgh specifically. Miratu. So why do you think that is, and why are they landing in Pittsburgh a lot?
I'm not exactly sure. Maybe the scouts have a lot to do with it. why Polynesians? Are landing in Pittsburgh, but as far as the Polynesian race, back in the day, that's what we did. We were pretty much warriors like other races like the Aztecs, and all, it's about the same, like how we lived, just everything from when we were young growing up. As growing up on the islands is pretty tough. I was fortunate to be blessed to be raised here in Hawaii. My older brothers and sisters, man, they had it rough. It was, living off the land. And then, once you find sports, we're naturally physical, physical athletes when it comes to, and that's majority of Polynesians. Rugby is the number one sport there, followed by soccer. So, they don't even see a football until they come to Hawaii. And they're starting now. They're starting to catch on now. But, there's not a lot of money back home on the islands. But definitely, there's a big Polynesian boom in Division I. It wasn't like that when I got into the league. It was just a couple of us.
You beat the path down, helped beat that path.
Cool.
You still see those guys like Troy? You still see Troy hang out with those guys at all?
I just got back from Pittsburgh about 3 weeks ago when they played the Patriots. So I got invited back to the get together, the reunion with Jerome got to see Jerome, Casey Hampton, Amon Zerway, Plexico was there, Cordell. It was cool, man. It was a good time. So, yeah, we had the Steelers reunion, and then, I didn't get to catch up with Troy, but I talked to him on the phone. And so hopefully when he comes to Hawaii, we'll hook up again.
You think we'll get over the whole Steelers thing and come back and, you know, attend some of that stuff too, or is he still?
It's gonna be a minute. But he's a Steeler, man. No mistake. He's a Steeler for life. He's a Steeler for life. But that's something that he's gonna have to work out on his time.
I mean, ultimately, you would think that would happen, right? I mean, that those two, the Steelers and Troy, they belong together, and you know, obviously, there's some feelings.
No, hand in hand, man.
It's got,
hand in hand. Hopefully, you know, time heals all. So.
Well, I mean, it happened in Green Bay with Favre and the Packers, and that was a stickier situation, or I'd like to think so. So, you know, ultimately. Things will heal.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know if you met Lewis Litz. He went through the same thing, and he said, you know, you don't go to bed angry with your spouse, and you know, that's, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Lewis Litz, who was upset, he finally came back on the fold. So I'm wagering Troy will too. So any thoughts on this season before we let you go and the Steelers run? You think they're going to take care of business Christmas Day against the Ravens? And how far do you think this team's going to go?
This team can go as far as they want to go. They got to give the rock. They got to feed Le'Veon. He's fresh. He's healthy. I know we've been going off of Ben, and I mean, there's no reason why we shouldn't. I just think if we go inside out, as far as our game planning, and I mean that by saying to run, you know, just to run heavy first, and then let's use Ben. But I know it's a different mentality, I'm not doubting Ben's ability at all, because the dude is a Hall of Famer. But just for the sake of the playoffs, run the fresh guy. Hopefully, D'Angelo Williams is healthy also, and let's get back to old school Steeler football, man. Just we got the linemen, you know, the offensive linemen look healthy too this year. So let's pound the ball, and then let's work inside out. I think it'll be okay.
I'm gonna throw one last question at you, and then our clock is about to hit, but that the Steelers, they're 7-5 right now. You know, realistically, you would think 3-1 the rest of the way, 10-6 gets them in, wins the division, because you would think one of those wins would be against the Ravens. Do you think, obviously they're shooting for 4-0, but do you think 2-2 does it, or do you think it's got to take a minimum of 3 wins to do this?
Three wins. We're going to need 3. Yeah, I think we're going to need 3 wins. I don't think 2-2 is going to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
So if D'Angelo can't come back, are you ready to step in?
no thanks, brother. I'm unless they got short yardage, you know what I mean? Just, you know, if they need half a yard, you know, I'm gonna come and flop up there.
So good for 2 yards in a cloud of dust, yeah.
2 yards in a cloud of dust.
You can pound it in from the one.
Oh, man. Yeah, from the one, maybe. Yeah. Nah, never mind. Just give it to the young bucks, bro.
Well, we hope you're still doing well, Chris. We'll let you go and have your day.
That's going to do it for another episode of Steel Nation Radio, presented by Steeler Takeaways. We want to thank Chris for coming on with us today. For Ron Lippick, I'm Mike Pelaya. We'll catch you next time.